to take my shoes off because you guys can't see it back here, and my
but
feet are killing
hold
me.
Them.
But they don't know what my feet look like.
So, okay. So I am going to be talking to you about a national partnership between the National Cancer Institute and Susan G. Komen that using what works as a mechanism for improving the grants and the programs that Susan G. Komen was using with their affiliates. Let me see. I put my disclosure up front so you know that I have nothing to disclose. And the co-authors on here really represent both the National Cancer Institute and the Komen Foundation, or Komen for the Cure, I'm sorry. The goals of this presentation are really to describe this partnership, which I think is pretty unique, and to demonstrate how the federal government and this nonprofit organization were able to work together to institutionalize using evidence-based programs in order to reach communities that were really at most at need. And this national partnership occurred over a length of time, and it was a multi-phased approach. And I'm going to describe some of the process that went into implementing this pilot program over the last few years, and how we came up with developing this model, and really focused on making it an outcomes-based partnership. It was a pilot that we really wanted to measure if we were going to be putting research into practice through this collaboration, what was going to be the outcome. So, like I said, I think that this partnership is really unique because it's bringing together the National Cancer Institute, which has a terrific tool with our Cancer Information Service because we have people that are working in the field and are able to develop partnerships at various levels. Susan G. Komen also has affiliates that are interested in funding grants for implementing community programs, and they were really interested in making their programs evidence-based. And after having our Cancer Information Service at the local level developing partnerships, we were able to develop this national pilot, but it was really based on programs that had already started to be developed through the Cancer Information Service within different states. This pilot started in 2007 and resulted in trainings and outreach to several affiliates in the past 6 to 8 months. When we developed this national partnership, we had a vision that we wanted to really focus on evidence-based programming, which is the key to the Using What Works program. We wanted to make sure that the Komen affiliates had access to information about evidence-based programs. And it was a great opportunity because they were really focusing their grants program on the use of evidence-based programs. And they wanted to be able to create education programs that were tied to programs that could be offered through our Cancer Information Service via the Using What Works program. And we really hoped that if we could improve the capacity of the affiliates at Komen to reach more underserved women, that we'd be able to expand our progress towards reducing the burden of breast cancer. Now, throughout the presentations today, you're going to be hearing the focus on evidence-based interventions. But I know when the CIS went out into the field and started doing trainings with the affiliates, there are always questions as why focus on evidence-based programs. And I think some of the responses that we're giving is the fact that if you're going to use a program that has already been tested in research, that you're probably going to have a better return on investment because the research has already been done to show that something is effective. You're going to be using programs that have already been proven. And as Komen has shown, and many other funders are showing, there's a movement towards requiring the use of evidence-based programs in many granting organizations. National Cancer Institute funds grants, but nonprofit organizations and several government agencies are now requiring that if you're going to apply for a grant, that you show that those grants are already based in evidence. Now, additional advantages for the use of evidence-based programs that the CIS was able to communicate was that by using an evidence-based program, you're able to demonstrate that the program has already worked in specific populations. Now, we know from experience that just because something has been tested in research doesn't mean that it's always going to be effective when you're trying to adapt it. A lot of work has to be done, and that's why the Using What Works program was developed, to identify what steps need to happen in order to move research into practice. But if you're taking a program that has already gone through the formative stages and has gone through a research program, you're going to have a shorter development time. You're not going to have to go through and make something up from scratch. And it can reduce the research time that's necessary when you're trying to develop a program. It also, when you are actually trying to figure out what are the outcomes, you can look at the research program and determine what was studied and kind of focus the evaluation that you want to have when you're implementing a program. So those are some of the advantages that you have when you're using an evidence-based program. Now, because this was a partnership between NCI's Cancer Information Service and Komen, each of the organizations really brought specific responsibilities to the partnership. The Cancer Information Service provided expertise in evidence-based program planning and resources. These people have been trained and have expertise on using what works, on what is going on in cancer control research via the NCI, and they have been a tremendous resource in moving research into practice for the NCI. They also can provide access to a number of tools and resources on evidence-based program planning, including the Cancer Control Planet. And how many of you have actually heard of the Cancer Control Planet before? Okay. For those of you who haven't, there's actually a booth downstairs in the exhibit hall in booth 8106 that describes the entire Cancer Control Planet. And I'm not going to go into the whole spiel about the planet, but it's a tool that was designed to help provide access to evidence-based research and planning tools, and the CIS is one of the key trainers on using Cancer Control Planet, and that is a really unique aspect of this partnership. The Komen was providing grants to populations in need, and they were providing grants that were really required to incorporate evidence. They also provided resources for targeted populations, and they agreed to share their outcome data so that we could determine if we were going to do a partnership like this, what was going to be the result. If we provided training on access to evidence-based programs, were they going to see an increase in grant applications that incorporated evidence? Were they going to see an increase in the implementation of evidence-based programs, et cetera? And we believed that if we could bring these resources together and bring them to those most in need, that we would be able to design programs that were really going to make a difference. A key to this partnership was really formalizing the relationship. And this doesn't always happen between a national organization and a nonprofit organization because of all the bureaucracy. But we really outlined what we were going to be responsible for at NCI and what Komen was going to be responsible for so that we would be able to report on this at the end of the pilot. And here you see each of our roles that CIS was actually going to be the faculty at training. They were going to be the experts providing the training. They were going to design the training in collaboration with Susan G. Komen, and they were going to make sure that SMART objectives were going to be incorporated. And the CIS knows SMART better than I do. And if you have a question on SMART, you can ask them. I've got them written down somewhere in my notes. We were also going to make sure that we shared evaluation data from the training with Komen so that we could continuously improve the trainings that were going on. And it wasn't just going to be, we're going to provide training and let these folks go. We were going to provide technical assistance. So we would do training on how to make their grant applications more evidence-based. They were going to get training on using what works. And we were going to have some continuous feedback. Komen was going to help collaboratively develop goals for the session, sponsor the training, and they were going to actually award points for those applicants that incorporated evidence-based interventions in their grant applications. And they implemented a follow-up survey. Now, the goal was really to help communities to better plan, implement, and evaluate effective strategies to increase breast cancer screening in the community. And this is just an example of how this process worked. And each of the other presenters are going to talk about how they implemented the program, but I'm going to show you for this a sample of how the pilot worked. So Komen convened potential grantees through some of their affiliates, and at each of these trainings, they made sure that there was reliable internet training. They encouraged the use of Cancer Control Planet, the web portal, and other resources to be incorporated in the grant applications submitted to Komen. They also provided and collected data for assessing the impact of the training on their grant applications. CIS did the training on Cancer Control Planet, and then they worked with Komen to develop the evaluation strategy and tools. And they continued to build an ongoing relationship with Komen throughout this pilot. Now, a specific example of how this partnership worked can be seen in the partnership between Central and South New Jersey and their Komen affiliate. This affiliate worked with CIS to provide a two-part training, and they introduced the use of evidence-based programming and the adaptation of evidence-based program to meet the needs of the community. They started out with an online training that lasted 2 hours, and then they had a second training that was a face-to-face training that was a skill-building training. And that second training really focused on adaptation and evaluation. With the online training, they required that anyone who attended the online training that was coming to the second training had to identify a program on RTIPS that they wanted to adapt. When they came to the second training, they brought the people together that were going to be adapting specific interventions and sat them together and had them work through how to adapt those interventions and how to encourage them to work through going back to their communities and challenge them to incorporate those RTIPS programs in their grant applications. Just because they participated in the training did not guarantee that they were going to get funding, and that was very clear up front. The South Central New Jersey affiliate incorporated this statement in their RFP to show that they were really going to support the use of evidence-based interventions and that they were going to be awarding 10 additional points to anyone who incorporated evidence-based interventions in their grant applications. So this is what happened, and this is just going to show some of the outcomes that we were looking for in this pilot. In the first year, they introduced the evidence-based programming. The goal was to really improve the grant writing of the Komen affiliates, the grantees that were submitting to the Komen affiliates. They wanted them to understand about SMART objectives, and I am going to tell you what those are. Hold on. SMART objectives are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-framed. So they made sure that those were incorporated throughout all of the grant applications. And they wanted to increase the use of evidence-based programs. 27% of the grant applicants actually used evidence-based programs in their applications, and 60% had SMART objectives. So we actually had a measurable outcome from this example. In the second year, strong SMART objectives were really focused on, and they had an increase in calls to the 211 number, which I believe was a United Way number, and the CIS can correct me on that. They also had an increase in the use of evidence-based programs, where it went from 27% to 71%. Using either evidence-based or evidence-informed programs. And they reported these results at professional conferences. And one of these conferences is really here, and you're going to be hearing about some of the other examples of these affiliate successes. And they are continuing, they were continuing to schedule trainings through September of 08. So we really felt that this was a success in how we moved this national partnership forward and developed this pilot between NCI and Komen, and the CIS was key to all of this and actually starting it from the local level. So there we go. Thank you.
I think what we'll do is maybe take one question in between each speaker. I don't want to get too off track, but also I know sometimes by the time we get to the end, you forget what your question was. So does anyone have any questions for either of us from the first two presentations? No? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, our next speaker is Kathy Bryant from the Northwest Region CIS, and she's going to actually be talking about what we've been doing in terms of evidence-based translating science into practice with comprehensive cancer control and what's been happening with that across the country.